I really have no right to talk in front of such gedolim, chashuvim. The only reason why I feel okay to talk, it's really been mindful for me to talk in front of the Rosh Yeshiva, is because when Nassen asks, and whenever we ask Nassen, my brother Nassen, to do anything, he always answers. He always does it. So there's no way. It's not shyeth to say no to Nassen. Not shyeth. Nassen asks, we have to come. And again, Bershus on the Choshevei Rabbanim. Today is the yard site of our grandmother, Umilan, we called her, Beis Nisan, Malka, Bas, Hachover, Nassen, Aleha Shalom, Aleha Shalom. She lived a life of Simcha. She lived a life of Avas Shalom, sincere happiness, Avas Yisrael, and a very unique inner peace. And that's something that the Daf HaShavua has in common with our grandmother. That it brings simcha to people, it brings people together, and it brings an inner peace, which is so rare in today's day. Everybody is super busy with life, with parnasa, with family, with millions of things people have to take care of. So people ask themselves, how could I find time to learn? And how could I really absorb the learning? Because you only can absorb the learning if you feel a sense of shalva, of inner peace, and simcha. Aaron Cutler, the Chatzadik Lebracha, the Rashiva of Lakewood, was once singing, Lulei Sarascha Shashuai, Azavadati Be'onyi, with his Talmidim. And in the middle of singing, he said, stop singing. I want to say something. He asked the question, David HaMelech said these words. David HaMelech was not an Oni. So what does he mean by saying, if it wouldn't be for the delight of your Torah, I would be lost in my poverty, Oni. I would be a poor person. And he said, from this we see that David HaMelech understood that there's nothing else. No Ashiris comes close in relative terms to the value of Torah. If I don't have Torah, I really am poor. And then another thing. David HaMelech was very busy. Very, very busy. He had a Melech Yisrael, and he had a lot of tzaris. He had a lot of tzaris since his birth. With his parents, with his siblings, with his children who wanted to kill him, with his shvera who wanted to kill him. A very, very difficult life. Yaiser, Misaris, Raishi, Oivai Chinam. I had more tzaris than the hairs on my head, he said. And yet he became the paradigm of a masmid, his hesped, the greatest accolade that was given to David HaMelech was his hasmada. How could he find the peace of mind to sit and learn? How could he find the peace of mind to be the masmid? It wasn't that he was praised for writing the Tehillim, which he was, but on top of the list was his hasmada. Where did he find the time, the peace of mind, after all his busyness and his tzaris? And the answer is, in David HaMelech's own words, where David HaMelech said, Ki toiv yoyim b'chatzarecha ma'olef. One day in the Beis Medrash, says Rashi, yoyim echad b'beis HaMedrash is more valuable, is toiv, is better to me than a'elef shonim b'malkam acher, than living 1,000 years in a different place. David HaMelech felt the chashiva sotayr that one day of the Beis Medrash and this Daf HaShavua program that Nassen and others are growing here in Muncie, and Shimi Globman is growing across the country and the world, is reinventing this feeling of Yoim Echad b'Beis Medrash is toiv me'elef shana b'makom acher. There's no valuable life more greater than this. There's no value of life. This is the greatest happiness. And when you see chashuvim looking at each other, learning with each other, day in, day out, that's another display of the chashiva satayra that David HaMelech was telling us about. Ze hayoyim aso Hashem, nagila v'nisimcha bach. The Medrash, the beginning of Shir HaShirim, says one of the pshatim of bach is chav beis, 22. What do we celebrate? Nismecha Bach. What's 22? The Chav Beis Oysia Shebetera. Every Ois of the Torah requires a celebration. Every Aleph Beis, Chav Beis Oysia Shebetera, requires a celebration. Simchas HaTorah. Not just learning it, but being happy, celebrating with it. The Pasuk of Mishlei says, Kapa Parsa La'ani, that the Torah's hand, so to speak, is open to the poor person. And the Chazal tell us, it's only Miskayim Lemisha Mesim Atzma Alah Ke'ani. What's the pshat like an ani? If a person is not an ani, what does it mean make of myself like an ani? If a person is very poor, if one ever saw a poor person, they makshiv every crumb of bread. Because if they have no bread, every crumb is very valuable, very chashiv, can satiate them. Ein divrei Torah miskayim, unless we consider every ice, every crumb, every amar abaye, nourishment to my neshama. Then the Torah is miskayim bi. If I act like I'm an ani when it comes to Torah, I don't have anything, and every word, and I slow it down, and I work on it, and I focus on the word, pashit word of the Torah, the aleph phase of the Torah, then Torah is miskayim bi. And that's what Daf Shavua does. It gives an opportunity to slow it down, to absorb, to value every word of the Torah. We just had in Sukkah, Daf Chavches, where Yonis ben Aziel used to learn, and Afilo Oif, the birds would, Shepareach, would burn up. And Rashi says, because the Malachim wanted, they were so excited, they wanted to hear his words of Torah. And Taisus says, Sha'advarim Smechim Kinisinasan Mesinai. The words themselves were happy. The Dvarim were happy. The Amar Abai, Amar Rabba was Smechim. When we're happy, the words are happy. The simcha of HaTorah is that the Torah is also happy. The Aruch Hayim HaKadosh has to be mentioned at this occasion. We always have to think about this. V'samachta b'chol ha'tayiv. And he says, Ein tayiv el ha'tayirah. If a person would think, Shem b'nei adam hayu margishim, would feel the mesikas v'arevas ha'tayirah, the sweetness of Torah, Hayim mishtagim mislatim achrel tafa shavua would have millions of people. Hayim mishtagim, if a person we were continuing to grow mishtagim, we would become meshuga umislatim, we would become craving achrel. V'lo yachshav beinem, like the Shiva said, lo oilam kesev zav lemuuma ki atayra kalalas kol toiv sheva oilam. We would feel that in the Torah, everything is there, all the tamim, all the taste. But you need to slow it down. Like my grandfather, Rav Shimon Shraub, Zichasad Gluracha, used to say, from the Chavetz Chaim, asked him, what taste did the man have? Oy mitrachnish, we don't think of anything. And the Chavetz Chaim said, Oy mitrachnish, dosot kenshum tamnish. But if I think, then it has Allah tamim in the veld. And the Chavetz Chaim took his fingers and kissed it. Allah tamim, that's the Aruch Hayim HaKadosh. And that's what Davar Shavua does. This Chashav Chabura, slowing the words down to appreciate the every crumb, every aleph, every beis of the words of the Gemara. So that's how we understand, as the Smak says in Hilchos Talmud Torah, La'olam yachshav adam b'shvacha shel Torah. A person always has to think about the shavach of Torah, how great it is. Shemetoich kach yavena, because through that the person will love Torah. The goal is avas atayra, because then it's niskayim banu. But how do we get this inner peace? My grandmother, Zecher Levracha, had this inner peace. In such a hectic veld. It happens. But how does it happen? The Aruch Hayim HaKadosh himself, in B'chukosei Teilechu, says, Ahapel de'gazach. He says, Teilechu means you're going. Similar to the Lashon, when Hashem said to Yeravam, would you like to do tshuva, ani v'ata, netayel b'gan Eden? Let's take a walk together in Gan Eden. And the Aruch Hayim HaKadosh says, imagine taking a walk with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Gan Eden. What pleasure that is. What peace that is. You know, you take a walk, you want to go to a park and enjoy yourself, you take a walk with your wife. It's very relaxing, very important. Imagine a person could take a walk with the Rabbeinu Shalom Alein in Gan Eden. How relaxing would that be? And a teal. And the Aruch Hayim HaKadosh says, "M'chukaisei teilechu shetiu amelim." If a person works on the Torah, it's the same as halicha with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Gan Eden. That's how a person gets relaxed. A person's actually literally walking with the Rabbeinu Shalom Gan Eden through an Amar Abaye, an Amar Rava, Akasha, a Teretz. But it's more than that. It's not only a Teal B'Gan Eden. It's more than that. Reb Chaim Volozhiner in the Mishnah in Ovid says, a person has to learn Be'ema of a Yira. Be'ema of a Yira, why? Because he says the Kohen Gadol only is allowed to go into the Kodesh HaKadosh once a year on Yom Kippur. Only once a year on Yom Kippur. Why? Only once, because the Shekhinah is Shruya there. The Shekhinah is Shruya there. And when a person learns, the Shekhinah goes into him. He's going into Dalet Amash Al Halacha. So of course the person has to learn the Eima V'Yira. So maybe I can't understand the level of Eima and Yira. Perhaps I can understand a little bit of the Simcha, of the opportunity of having the Shekhinah in us. Like David Newman often says, in our bones. That's his Kinyan Masechta program, which is can be adopted by every program, to be absorbed in us. So it's not just an Itayel B'Gan Eden with HaKadosh Baruch Hu Halicha, but if the Shekhinah goes into us, in our bones, in ourself, it's relaxing. Because the Shekhinah Shleimus, which brings Shalom into us, and in the hectic world of all the things we have to do when we invest in this program of Daf Shavuot with each other, these Chashuvim coming together, and just looking at the Chashuvim, you think about the Chashivas of Torah. That itself is a Kiddush Hashem. Nosson tells me all about the stories of these Chashuvim, how the Tamidi Chachamim Gemurim coming together to understand the Pashit, Kasha Teres with clarity. That is Yachshav Adam Shivcha Shal Torah. A person thinks about how Chashuv Torah is. The person is absorbed with the Shekhinah Alein, and you could see it in the Bnei Achabura. And I was thinking about it, driving here, I was thinking, Eitz Chaim Hi L'machazikim Ba. We're holding on. People that are learning Daf are holding on to the Daf, Machazikim Ba, and it's Eitz Chaim. It gives us life in our neshamas. And we all know that Chaim represents, V'chol HaChaim Eidu Chasela, it represents four things that we have to thank Hashem for. Chayla, Yam, Yisurim, and Midbar. And a lot of times, people, unfortunately, have chayli. They have sickness, either it's physical illness, Rahman al-Litzlan, or emotional illness, Rahman al-Litzlan, or spiritual illness. Torah takes us out of that. That's the ches. The yud is sometimes we feel trapped into Beis Asurim, or Yisurim, which is even more difficult, where a person has trapped into bad habits or a bad situation. Torah ain't ben chayrin al-Mishi yasik b'Torah. And Yam is a person feels alone. People, even if we live in Muncie or Passaic, and we live amongst many, many Jews, we could still feel alone. We could still feel alone. All by ourselves. But this type of chabura makes us feel not alone. We're part of a powerhouse of Kedusha with each other. We're part of a family called Daf HaShavua. That makes us, take us out of the yam of loneliness. We're not on our little canoe in the middle of the big sea anymore. And finally, the mem is the midbar, where people feel directionless, lost, confused. And when a person connects to the Gemara, they don't feel confused, they feel directed. They feel like the honor is in front of them in the midbar, taking them to the place they have to go, to the potential of our neshama. So, that's what I was thinking about, that I should think about the joy of the Simchas HaTorah that we have here, the value, the Chashivas of Torah, the Bechukaisei Teilechev, the exaltation of going, taking a walk with the Kaddish Baruch Hu and Gan Eden through the Gemara Lane, the Teal, and going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, or rather the Kodesh HaKadoshim coming into us, the holiness and the healing powers of Torah, the Eitz Chaim Hila Machazikim Bar, the Chayla Yam, Yisurim and Midbar. We should all be mechazik each other this Daf HaShavua, especially in this Chodesh of Nisan, Asher Bo Yeshua's Makifa, Yisach Chavetz Chaim. Told my grandfather, Benisan Nigal, Benisan Asidin Lagal, it's a 50-50 chance in every Nisan. We should all be Zeichet to Mashiach Zidkeinu when we'll see the full realization of Torah in the veil. Thank you for coming.